KJW Mobile.
KJW, KN4, VWA. How you doing today, Dave?
How you doing today?
Doing just as hard as I can go. Had to work a little bit this morning, and I got to work all day on Monday, but... Well, I hope we're going to have some decent weather tomorrow. I hear we're going to have 79 and sunshine pretty much for the day tomorrow. And I have been told by the boss that I'm going to take her to the Azalea Festival in Pickens tomorrow morning. So I'm hoping to get back tomorrow afternoon and see what the wind is doing.
The Azalea Festival, the wind speed has less importance, right?
I get back from the Azalea Festival tomorrow afternoon. I'm hoping everything's going to be right, tight, and out of sight for a little bit of flying.
Oh, okay. For tomorrow afternoon? We'll have to keep an eye on that. I don't know if Alex is in town or not. He texted me last weekend and asked if we were going. I told him no. So he might be out of town this weekend. I don't know. And I haven't heard from Gearhart in a while.
Well, I'm just glad the rain's cleared out. Man, it was gorgeous down there on the campground the whole week. It was nice. So, anyhow, well, what else is good going on?
Lots and lots and lots and lots of water. I was walking Maggie in the backyard last night and this morning, and you had to put your high waters on because I was afraid if the wind got up to blow a tree over.
Okay. Well, hey, guess who I ran into today? Or rather, I called today. KN4RCL, Russell. Remember him?
I haven't heard from him in quite a while. He's out flying power lines and stuff like that, isn't he?
Temecula, California, flying drones, power lines and such, and doing infrastructure inspection with a drone company out there. I mean, the boy's got it made.
What was he doing before he switched?
He did minor home improvement and small construction jobs. And I had him do a couple of things for me. He's really good at it. But I was talking to him, and he was flying while he was talking to me.
So you've done that way recently? I was standing out of the airfield when you were talking to me on ham radio. You remember that?
I do, and I didn't realize you were flying, or otherwise I'd have hung up real quick. Well, anyhow, yeah, he's out on the west coast, or should I say the left coast, having a good time, making a bunch of money, and hey, just enjoying life. That's great. He said he was going to try to get into the net, but at 9 o'clock here is 6 o'clock in the evening there, so he's still flying a little bit. He flies until about 7 o'clock every night, so he said he's going to try to get into the net.
All to be top notch. I guess he's going to use Echolink to get in, huh?
And he was describing the drone to me. He says it's about a 4 foot and it has no collision avoidance and no obstacle avoidance. It does have stabilization and it will return to home, but that's about it.
Way I fly mine, I've never used return to home on any of them, and I don't ever turn on collision avoidance. Those are annoying features that you don't want, but you do need that stabilization. That stabilization is really nice, especially if it's got good GPS connectivity.
Yep. Said he was flying something that had a Sony. Not a Sony, but a, well, anyhow, the camera that's on it is a, something like a 60 megapixel or something. It's just something outrageous. It's something really nice.
That because W4DJW, I bet they do that because They need to take pictures of the serial numbers for inventory on towers and stuff like that.
Yeah, that any minute or finite cracks or structural issues in the towers, because you know that's basically what they're inspecting for anyhow. But yeah, that's cool. That's real cool. Oh man, I got the yawns and the hiccups. I don't know why I got the hiccups. No, but I'm headed back to the house. I'm within about a mile and a half of the house again. I've been down at Pelzer, the magnificent metropolis of Pelzer. And I'm about to pull back into the house, and I got some boar's head London broil, rare London broil roast beef waiting on me. And I am going to prepare myself a roast beef exemplaire.
Roast beef sandwich. Dagwood sandwich. You know what a Dagwood sandwich is?
Oh, yeah. Well, see, I do kind of a modified version of that. I like, you know, not a rye bread, but a good heavy loaf bread. And just some real good Grey Poupon with provolone cheese. And that roast beef like that, oh, baby. Just make me smile thinking about it.
One time where I was building sandwiches like Dagwood sandwiches, I'd have three or four different kinds of meat, a couple of different kinds of cheese, lettuce, tomato, the gray mustard like you were talking about. I just put all kinds of stuff on them. And they made way more than one meal. That was good, though. I need to get back to that again.
Be careful. You've been putting some meat on them bones.
When you eat like that, but it sure was kind of, it was nice to do that, but it takes a lot of extra work at the grocery store to find all that stuff too, because it's not always readily available, you know.
Yeah, I know what you mean, but you know what, it's worth it when you get it all together, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely it is. Well, I was out running my rounds and got home and got a call from the jewelry store, said Amy's ring is ready, so I had to turn around and go right back out. Anyway, I'm on my way back home now. Oh, it never ends. I was on Wadehampton for the longest time, trying to make it through two red lights on Wadehampton. Took 15 minutes.
Wow. Well, Wadehampton in the Greer Taylor's area is now qualifying as a heavy traffic zone metropolis. I just avoid the whole thing altogether every time I can. But, you know, to get from point A to point B, you have to tolerate it from time to time. Well, listen, I've just pulled into the house, and tomorrow afternoon, if conditions are right, let's consider it. So, I'm going to jump, bud. I got that sandwich waiting on me. 73's KN4VWA. I'm clear.
Make a plan. I think I got some batteries still charged up that need to DJW before DJW Mobile. Enjoyed it.